Welcome to Honeymoon Mindset. We are passionate about helping everyone be in an everlasting honeymoon phase just like us. We will teach you how to get to paradise in your relationship and stay there for the long haul. Shy away from real talk? No way. We cover it all. Fights, sex, past relationships, family issues, and way more. We are your hosts, Beth and James Deppa.
Welcome to Honeymoon Mindset Show. We hope everyone had a great week filled with laughter and fun. However, if you weren't able to, we apologize and hope it gets better soon. Please tell us your story at passionlifementors@gmail.com. We want to hear about it. How are you doing, Beth?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to recuperate from the weekend.
Yes, me too. It's going to be early to bed tonight.
Definitely.
So,
should we share what we did this weekend?
I think it goes right in, especially since we're going to be talking about stress.
Yeah, maybe we jinxed it a little bit.
We probably did. I think it's our producer's fault since he wanted us to tell everybody what we're talking about this week.
So,
especially since it almost all started after the show.
Definitely started right after the show. So I guess to give a little background, James' oldest daughter had a wedding this last weekend. And the kids were doing all the planning and taking care of the wedding themselves for the most part until about a week beforehand, when we found out they were just starting to finalize catering, trying to come up with the meal plan for the reception. And understandably, with COVID, so many things were unknown.
Yeah, unknown and not knowing what to do. And she put everything off almost to the last minute because of COVID, not sure what was going on, what the state of Minnesota was going to be doing, or up in arms.
And also to see how many people were going to be able to make it due to COVID.
Yeah. But still, you don't wait a week and a half before your wedding to plan for food.
Well, if you're trying to minimize stress, you don't.
Right. And you got to have an idea of what you want that week and a half before.
Well, she's known what she wanted the whole time. I remember very vividly a conversation you had with her shortly after she got engaged as to what she would like at her wedding reception.
Yes, the four cheese mac and cheese with the honey pepper chicken tenders from Applebee's.
Which is her favorite meal, or at least one of her favorite meals. But as the time went on and finalizing things, the budget didn't allow for their catering to go that way.
No, she just had
very limited funds.
Yeah. She had $350 for 100 people. So we stepped in and said we would help. And you looked up catering and talked to people and got the prices.
So after talking with her and finding out that, yes, that is really what she would like to do for the reception, we offered to basically take it over and be in charge of it and make sure it happened. So, yes, I started communicating with the hometown Applebee's where they were getting married, who were amazing. And a week's notice, we're able to firm up a catering reservation.
Yes, you did. It was a lot of work, stress, and even just getting that menu, just that menu alone was stressful in itself.
That's true.
So,
and that was stressful just in thinking we knew what she wanted, and then getting additional input from the catering department. And, you know, kind of doing a go-between to make sure that everything was going to turn out the way she had hoped for her wedding.
Yeah.
So fast forward a few days.
Getting ready for our very first podcast show.
A week ago today.
Yes. You know, the nerves and everything doing that, trying to figure that all out with a little technical difficulty we had, try to get that figured out. But it all went good, went smooth. It was a great show.
We were very happy.
Yep, got to introduce ourselves and everything. And the process of making sure we have everything in the car ready to go after the show.
So yes, we wrapped up our first podcast with you guys and jumped in the vehicle to head about 3.5 hours north to get ready for this big wedding weekend.
And we're probably about just over an hour away. It's, 10:30 at night?
An hour away from our hotel, our destination.
Hotel, yes. And, we're probably hour and a half, and it was about 10:30, and it was very dark that night.
It was very dark.
And a deer jumps out. Well, it was already running across. It turned back to the side it came from and ran into the side of our car.
And maybe we should have also let everyone know that we were pulling a trailer filled with all of the wedding decorations, decor, food for s'mores bar, trail mix bar, probably 75% of the wedding was in the trailer taking up north.
Tables, supplies, decor, glass items too.
Very breakable, yes, definitely. Wedding items.
Dealt with the state patrol, getting that, trying to figure out where we're going to go, what we're going to do.
As anyone who's ever been in an accident, just how things can change literally in a second. Just driving down, thinking, okay, we're getting close. We're not too far away from the hotel. And the week had already been long and stressful, as we kind of mentioned, with trying to help finalize some of the wedding plans that hadn't been done yet, along with starting the podcast, all these wonderful things that, of course, just add stress. And literally in the blink of an eye, felt like, at least for a minute, I would say, for myself, that everything collapsed and was blown to bits.
Yeah. Huge game changer, not knowing, okay, we're stranded on the side of the road. We had a trailer. And we weren't able to get off the road because when the deer hit the car, it disabled the engine. So we started coasting as much as we could to get to the side of the road, but we were still left on the right edge of the lane that we were driving in.
Right, sticking out again with
into traffic lane
with the trailer and our vehicle, which we were very blessed. I mean, honestly, in the second it happened, it's just so overwhelming, and you just don't even know what to think, especially with everything that we were dealing with you know, everything we were doing to transport from A to B. But we had a truck driver who saw that we had an accident. She actually didn't know. She didn't see the deer. She didn't know what happened. She asked if we blew a tire, actually.
Yeah.
And, but she had stopped and she, you know, pulled up behind us and had her flashers on trying, you know, to notify people that there is a disabled vehicle there. You know, unfortunately people don't move over like they're supposed to anymore, it seems like. And so she was very, very caring about, you know, just stay away from the side of the road and, you know, take care of yourselves. Definitely first thing was, is everyone okay? She was on with 911 and we were actually on with 911 in the vehicle also, but she was great.
Yeah, I remember after that happened, once we finally got the car to a stop, we both were like, what do we do now? Because we know we're not in accidents very often, so
it's, thank God,
you know, it's what do we do now? Who do we call? But you know, we hit the OnStar button and got that rolling, and you got on the phone with 911 too. So
yes, and just kind of shocked the daylights out of us. We had airbags go off everywhere. The powder that comes out from that, just making it difficult. But luckily we were all safe. So that's what really matters. And on top of that, luckily the vehicle obviously was damaged, but all of the wedding attire and decorations and everything, which I know you guys were just dying to find out, right? All of that was fine. It was all good. Nothing was broken for the wedding.
But yeah, when the state patrol showed up and they got a towing company pick ordered. So
yes, we dealt with great people, very caring people. Helped make a bad situation better.
But it also left us Friday morning when we finally figured stuff out and where to stay for the night. How are we going to get to the wedding? We're still over an hour away. So, you know, with all that stress and everything else going on, what is your idea of stress?
I mean, this weekend definitely was stressful, but before that, I would have even, my definition of stress is way before it even gets to that point. For me, stress is usually kind of that blood racing, heart pounding, maybe a little sick to your stomach feeling. And it could be from something very minuscule to something huge. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it could be stress about paying bills or what to make for a dinner party.
Being on your podcast show.
Definitely. And obviously things that are even, in my opinion, worse, things that affect my family and my kids that, you know, that can put me over the top for stress, because of course I just want what's best for them.
Right.
So what would you describe stress as?
Something that puts undue pressure or unforeseen pressure on us where we have to react. So something that happens. Stuff that happens or the unforeseen that puts pressure on us. And to That also causes undue pain from an incident or a circumstance that we cannot control. I guess what stressed me is it usually comes from stuff that we cannot control.
I would agree with
or that we don't know about, or, you know, just like kids, they come in. Oh, yeah, I got this project that's due tomorrow, and I need to go to the store and get tag board to make the poster with. That last minute stuff stress. It's like, you already get...
When stores close in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Stress.
Which, if you ever notice, the kids aren't stressed.
No, they think we're going to take care of everything.
They're just like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Should probably work on that now.
And they've known it for about 2 weeks. And they had in class time to work on it.
Yep.
So, as I was looking this up with our thought of definition of stress, I looked up a couple, and here's one of the definitions of stress. It's physical, chemical, or emotional factor that causes bodily or mental tension and may be a factor in disease causation.
It can make you sick.
That's a very big word for me.
I wasn't quite sure that was a real word.
I didn't either. It's in the dictionary, so it's a real word.
Ain't a word if it ain't in the dictionary.
So, did you know there's different types of stress?
Well, I guess I did, but when I think of stress, I always think of the bad stress because that's what really imprints in my mind.
Because that's always what we're heard of. And that's all you hear of is the bad stress. Get rid of stress, get rid of stress, get rid of stress.
Well, and usually when bad things happen, that's what really is something that it's hard to forget.
Right, yeah.
You know, it really just really imprints in you where... there actually is good stress, and you know, that good stress can push you out of your comfort zone, and help us grow as an individual.
Yeah. And I've never thought of that as, you know, your comfort zone, something that motivates you as stress. Okay. I would never realize that as stress, but that would be good stress. Did you know there's a word for that?
An adrenaline rush?
Eustress. E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress is the word for good stress.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like another made-up word. Just saying.
It's on the internet.
It has to be true.
No, I never realized that stuff that motivates you, that adrenaline rush, is usually considered good stress. It's good for your body. It's good for you. It gives you something to look forward to, motivates you because you have that rush. What is one thing that you would consider that was a good stressor?
Well, I guess you've already talked about the podcast being a stressor, so I would consider it a good stress for me. It pushes me out of my comfort zone. And it's a motivator.
You know, it'd be a really good motivator for the podcast, for the show, radio show.
What's that?
People commenting, emailing us what they'd like to hear about and talk about.
That would be.
And
that would be great.
And what they think of the show too.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that.
That would be a good stress for us to hear those. That feedback.
Sure.
For me, I'm also a photographer.
You are.
I love photography.
Really? Tell me more.
I will. And I hated putting my work out there. I always felt insecure. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't up to standards of some of these, like, Ansel Adams, some of these big, well-known photographers that, and some of the photographers I also shoot for National Geographic, even though I've had photos submitted for National Geographic. But it wasn't until I did a local photo contest or here in town that it actually got one photograph got submitted out of all the photographs. Would you quit making fun of me, honey?
I am not making fun of you. I was so proud of you. It's awesome. We actually went to go look at that on display, but because of COVID, we couldn't. It was all locked up.
But yeah, I submitted about 20 photographs. And after that meeting that night, some of the other people that have had numerous photographs picked it. Yeah, no, you are probably the underrated photographer here. There should have been a lot more of your photographs that were selected. So that was a huge boost. And that was me saying, okay, my stuff is good enough. My stuff is
definitely
out there, are worthy to be out there. So that was a good stressor to help get me going and get me more pumped to get my photography out there. So when we talk about bad stress, you know, cortisol, which is a natural chemical in our bodies that releases and works with our adrenaline, works with our brain, the pituitary gland, that sort of keeps it. And when it keeps it high and active, it becomes bad stress. And, you know, that tells our body what to do. You know, it's also known as the fight or flight
mode. But, yeah. Our body is amazing. It really tries to take care of us.
It does.
And so when it's feeling that extra release, like you said, it has a fight or flight mechanisms that take hold because it just wants to protect us.
Mm-hmm. Protect us, yes. I guess even with that photography incident, that contest, I still was under a lot of stress. Bad stress. But well, yet it was good stress in the end. It resulted in that. But going up to it, it's like, oh, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. It's not. All the build up to it and sitting through that meeting and see which photo or photos would have been selected. You know, to me, that was all that stress. Like, oh, what people say, they're not going to like it. They're not going to appreciate my work. You know, that was all the tense muscles. The
stress is very wearing.
It is very wearing.
I mean, it physically you know, your body can just get so tired. Like you're talking about the muscles getting tightened and held there for a long time. And
the reason why we're still tired from the weekend.
So part of it, definitely.
From the trip.
Which, that's one of the reasons that you need to deal with the stress, because it can wear down your body. It can have long-term results, you know, on your body because of that. Leads to physical and mental complications. It's easy to have overreactions, even to small things. Mm-hmm. And it definitely can act as a demotivator.
Oh, yeah. You get stressed. You get down. Another result of it would be depression can kick in.
Right.
You know, anxiety, like you said. Loss of sleep, appetite. Or sometimes when I get depressed and stressed, I eat too much. I'll be like, okay, I'm ready to go buffet. And I just had a burger and fries. I'm like, nope, I'm ready to eat some more.
Right.
So stress does a lot of weird things to your body. And it's not, and that's the bad stress, not the good stress, you know. So there's a lot of reasons why one would want to deal with stress and not keep it in your life, you know. But again, let's also not forget the benefits of having good stress, you know. it helps builds, like we said before, it motivates you. It helps keeps you going, it gives you drive to keep trying new and different stuff. Like you said, out of your comfort zone.
Right, right. If we didn't have any stress, if we had zero stress in our life, I mean, it would be boring. Let's be honest.
It would be boring.
I mean, sometimes our lives could be a little more boring. I'd be okay with that. But
yeah, a lot of people would agree with that.
You know, but really, if you had no stress, you'd probably have a very boring life. Again, more so the better, the good stress.
Right. So is that what you call that you do to me? It's all because of the good
stress. It's all good stress. Yeah. I mean, of course.
And even good stress. You take risks when you get that, you know. That's probably why people like rock climbing, jumping out planes, bungee jumping. You know, it's that good adrenaline rush. They get out of their comfort zone. They push the limits.
Right.
I would say that's also why scientists are working so hard at times to find things to, you know, it gives them that, that's their rush. It's their adrenaline rush to figure things out or, you know. And it also protects us from danger. Good stress. How do you think it protects us from danger?
Well, when you have those signals going off in your body that you're stressed, you know, it can have other reactions. How do I want to say it? You know, because like I was saying earlier, you know, your body always tries to take care of you. And so when you have that stress, it's going to compensate.
Is that worry when we hear about those stories of where people getting that, like, use the example, this one that comes to mind is like a car accident. They get that superhuman strength and they do those unquestionable things that they never thought they could do because of the adrenaline rush to save like themselves.
Move a car or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the adrenaline rush from doing, you know, mountain biking down the side of the hill, that rush, you know, being able to stay alert more and better so you don't crash into a rock or a tree or something, that stump that's down the path.
Right. And it also, you know, those stress receptors, if that's what you call it, in our body, it also kind of makes us stop and probably have that second thought of, is this really what we want to do? Mm-hmm. Is it safe? True. You know, it's a stress. Is it that good stress, adrenaline rush? Or is it a stress that's putting us in danger? You know, that we should be rethinking.
Right. And did you know that every cell has a stress receptor in it?
I did not know that.
That was one thing I learned when I was looking up cortisol and stress and how it affects the body and stuff. And just even trying to learn how cortisol all works and understand it. And no, every cell in the body has some little receptor for stress and for cortisol. So when something happens, the whole body, which makes sense because if you're something, whether you're doing an adrenaline rush or in an accident, your whole body sort of aches and stuff.
Exactly.
Which would make sense if it's in throughout your whole body like that.
Yeah, every it does. Cell. Well, and I think that's one of the things, you know, when especially those bad stresses left undealt with, it's those bad things that happen to your body, you know.
Right.
You can have high blood pressure and heart disease, diabetes, your immune system can be weakened, digestive issues. You definitely can age quicker. Mm-hmm. But like you mentioned before, anxiety and depression,
yeah,
obesity, you know, so each person, I think, has to kind of think about what's the best way for them to deal with their internal stresses.
Right. But another one that I found interesting with stress was for the ladies.
Stronger periods.
And unusual periods too.
I was going to say, I think, I've heard it go both ways actually. Where you either start missing periods or it might be worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever picked up on a time when I was stressed?
No, never. Okay, yeah, maybe once or twice.
And what was one of the times?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, everybody already knows about this week, so what would be another time? When you were taking your motorcycle license test, you were stressed.
Okay.
No, you don't agree?
I would agree. What signs were I giving off to let, to that shown you that I was stressing?
Just your fidgetiness. You are very one-track mind with the test. I would say the communication between us probably wasn't the greatest during that time when you were testing and needing to go do your test.
Yeah, I would agree. I was tough, you know, yes, I went through the basic rider course, but still, they got a lot of stuff going on. They don't tell you what's on the test. Yes, it's basic skills to get you ready for the test, but still, not being able to get ready for it. So, yeah, I was stressing about it, that's for sure.
Yep.
So.
What? You want to talk about if I've ever been stressed?
I need to talk about you again.
I mean, I handle stress very well, so.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you've never noticed it.
Never noticed it at all. I have to say, when you started your job with the state.
No.
Or even when we moved into our new house.
Yeah.
That was a real stressful.
That was very stressful for me.
Yeah, well, that was both at the same time.
It was a good... I would say it was mainly a good stress, but a little bad.
Yeah. You're fidgety. You were nervous. You were questioning a lot.
Yes, I was.
You know. Second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
More than usual. And just with everything else that was going on that time, I would say, you know, just the normal aches and pains of trying to figure it all out and starting a job at the same time we're moving. Yikes.
Yeah. But luckily, you know, we have, I guess I would say, at least from my point of view, when I was feeling that stress, I think our communication was better versus breaking down when sometimes mm-hmm. that happens. Because I know I talked to you about that.
Yeah.
Especially with the move. that having a second guesses and just being further away from quote unquote home to me.
So when I was doing some research for this show, I kept coming up across the thing called hidden stress. What is a hidden stress?
Stress that's hidden.
We got a winner here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's like I kept trying to figure out, get more information, hidden stress. And all I could come up with is it's that tension or stress that is there constantly nagging, constantly that's there. So,
like, what's an example? Do you have one?
I'm trying to think of one, actually. Would it be like the stress of one feeling like they're good enough for a job? They still do the job every single day, but there's that constant nagging feeling that they're not doing it right or something's going wrong. So it's that hidden stress. It's not really stressing them out, but it's still there. It's still weighing on them some. It's in the back of their mind constantly. It's, excuse me. It's, you know, it'd be the one thing that they come home and talk to the wife about maybe every other week or whatever, or to a coworker about, or a friend. That's not really a stress, but it's one thing that's constantly brought up or in the back of their mind. That they don't think it's a stress or don't realize it's a stress, but it's there being a hidden stress.
So I guess that makes me think of kind of as a mom, you know, especially kids in their teen years, that's probably a hidden stress. Or maybe it's not so hidden. I don't know. But I would say because you're, depending on how your kids are, but, you know, you can be stressed out a lot just worrying about what they're doing, what they're into, who they're hanging out with, if they're making the right choices.
Especially when they get new drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there would actually be a stress, not a hidden stress.
I don't know. I kind of liked it when my kids got their driver's license.
Yeah. Well, my daughter that got married, this one didn't get hers until she was 18 or 19. She had no desire to drive, which is fine by me, but okay. Anyways, but what are some of the causes of stress? You know, moving, new job, you know, problems in a relationship, kids can be stressed.
Families, money.
What do you think are some of the more least common things for stress that cause stress? You know, we can always think of all the obvious ones, you know. And some of those are good stressors too, like a new job that gives you that adrenaline rush to do good, get up in the morning and to provide for your family, yourself, you know. But what's some of those hidden causes of stress that we may not think, like, am I doing good enough at work? Or I know one for me that's sort of a stressor for me is, am I meeting my wife's needs? Am I meeting Beth's needs? Am I making her happy? Yes, I know we talk about it and you get very tired of me saying it.
Because you do meet my needs.
You know, that could be one that's a hidden stress or one of the least common too, is feeling adequate enough for your spouse, your partner.
True.
Or even being a good enough parent. You know, hey, I'm doing
definitely,
this.
Yeah.
Am I good? You know, so what are some of the signs? We talked about this or touched on it earlier. Signs of stress in your partner. What would be some telltale signs of stress?
I guess one thing I think of, which is probably the more severe case, you know, isolating yourself or them isolating themselves if it's your partner or friend, you know, someone who's been pretty outgoing and extroverted becomes introverted and just keeping to themselves, not talking, you know, again, depending on the relationship, if it's a friend, if they're just not responding to texts or phone calls, you know, there's definitely something going on. Is it, you know, is it a stress that came up in their life and they don't know how to deal with it? You know, some people have been lucky enough to not have to deal with a lot of stress throughout their lives. So when it comes up, they don't know how to handle it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's,
and I would say some of the other signs, some of the telltale signs if somebody starts drinking a lot, if they really start to, like you said, really distance themselves, coming up with excuses why they don't want to do something, because they're trying to hide from that stress. They don't want to deal with the stress. If your relationship, if the communication breaks down, to talk of divorce or separation could always be, hopefully you catch it before that, but there's some people who keep it inside.
Until the breaking point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another one that sort of surprised me was intimacy. You know, your sex life, your love life starts to go down because of stress. You know, that intimate, which is a huge for relationships. You need that intimacy.
Definitely.
You know, with your partner. And if it starts to dwindle more than normal, a lot more than normal, there's an issue there. There's probably stress that needs to be dealt with.
Well, yeah. And when you're stressed, I guess speaking from my personal side of things, yeah, if I'm stressed out, I don't have a desire to get intimate.
No.
Because if you're stressed out, you have a million and one things on your mind going through your mind. But I guess it could also be the opposite, where it might be a way to escape from that stress. So it could actually get heightened, I would think.
Which would make sense, because men and women, their bodies and just their personalities deal with stress differently. Of course, right. Everybody deals with stress.
Everyone.
Yeah. Another one that I came across that didn't really realize or think it was a sign or a symptom of stress was being nitpicky about habits. You know, it took me a little bit while to think about this. And when I thought about it, it's like, okay, yeah, it does make sense. Because I know there's times where, you know what, I can't think of anything because it's been a while. But why did you do that? Why? Just stop doing that. That bothers me. And right. It's like, okay. And you're like, why is that? It's never bothered. I don't know why. And I, you know, it goes back to, it has. Because I was under stress at that time.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember something like that, where it was like, okay, can you just stop that? And then like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm just stressed out.
Yeah.
It's just getting on my last nerve right now, and I need you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also just trying to be aware of yourself, because hopefully if you can have that communication, and once I said that too, it was kind of like, okay, what are you stressed about? What's going on?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how stress affects the body, affects the mood, affects everything about a person.
Definitely, like headaches, definitely mm-hmm. stomach pain, like stomach aches and upset stomach, nausea, whatever. And just like you were talking about before, like, really affects your whole body. Like your muscles can get sore and you can just be completely wiped out when you might not have done much for the day, but because of the stress and it's so mental that it just wears your whole body out.
Yeah, which can lead to, you know, undue dealt with stress. You know, we hear the experts say it constantly, you know, get rid of stress, lighten up your life, you know, because of that cortisol, what it's doing, it's also making your high blood, your blood pressure go up because it's pumping that blood faster. It's giving you that adrenaline rush and it's staying up there way too long. Heart disease, diabetes, obesity, you know, because yeah, like I said before, I like to eat when I get stressed. It's one of my stress reliefs, which isn't good.
And others, like we talked about, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't eat. Some people don't eat, and then they're not even getting the nutrients that they need.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of all leads back to where you can really get sick because your body's not in its peak form to fight off infection, to get nourished the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
You're probably not exercising like you need to be.
No, exactly. You know, you're fatigued, you're tired, you don't want to deal with it. So how are some ways that we can deal with it, especially for your partner? You know, you see your partner, how would you help your partner? How would you help me, honey?
How have I helped you, dear?
Yes, that too.
Well, I know one thing that really helps you, if I notice you're stressed out and trying to deal with something, is just come up and give you some love, but also, you know, kind of massage your shoulders, your head, just kind of something that's calming to you and that can help you refocus.
So did you learn that by trial and error, or is that something we talked about?
I guess just trial and error, just knowing that, knowing you, knowing that touch is important to you, and giving you time and attention like that can kind of recenter you, calm you down,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it just gives us a connection too.
Yeah, and I know one thing for you is when you're under a lot of stress, you want to be alone. You, I want to say recluse, but that's not, into your shell, into yourself, you hide a little so you can have time to process what's going on, to think about it.
Right.
And sort of de-stress yourself before.
Right.
And that was one thing I had a hard time, especially early on in our marriage and relationship, you know, being a guy, what's going on?
Yeah, you wanted to help.
You know, I want to be Bob the Builder. I can fix it. Yes, I can. You know, but I had to realize that I had to quit trivializing your feelings and or stepping in like I knew what was going on and understood exactly what's going on. So I had to stop and listen to you, listen to your needs and who you are as an individual.
Right.
And now when you get stressed and stuff, I do give you that space, you know, probably not as much as you'd like at times, but.
But I guess we've also grown so much that it's, I know that when I get to the point that I need you, like if I've had that time to myself and now I need to process it through with you, or I just need to be held because I can't figure it out, or, you know, whatever, then it's, we can talk about that. And I'm not stewing like, okay, now he just left me and I just have to deal with it on my own. No,
right.
We've learned what works best for us. And, you know, sometimes that changes depending on the situation. You know, I might not want to be left alone.
Right. We've learned our each other's triggers. What triggers each other? How to, because I know you've told me, I really don't like it when you do that. It just makes it worse.
Right.
You know, especially like with me coming in or me trying to say, I understand what's going on. It's like, no, you don't. You need to stop and listen to what I'm saying first. I don't need you to solve it. I just want you to listen.
Right.
You know. And, you know, listening to those triggers and figuring out. And I know for me, when you notice I'm irritated and stuff, and you're like, okay, you just need to go to the room. Go in the other room and take 5-10 minutes and relax, you know, get away from it. Because I know you've done that a few times when I've gotten overwhelmed with stress and stuff, what's going on.
Right.
You know, so we had to learn those triggers and how to help those triggers. I know we've also said, you know what, let's just go for a walk. You know, go for a walk. And there's been other times where we said, hey, before we sold that pontoon, let's go out on the pontoon and just relax. Get away from everything. We need a break.
Right.
You know, go and relax and enjoy each other and enjoy nature. Just get out and enjoy life.
That's right. So, but yeah, everyone deals with stress very differently. And I would recommend if you see someone who's stressed and you want to help, you know, whether it's a partner or a friend or whoever, and you don't know what you can do for them to help, just ask.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're not receptive to that, do what you think is best, but listen. Listen and be very conscious of their cues back to you. Because what you don't want to do is make a stressful situation even more stressful.
Right, yeah. And sometimes even just reassuring them that you're going to be there for them no matter what.
Right.
Will like help I know, relieve the stress.
You know, we've had times where you like to talk, and so if there's something bothering you, and you say, nothing, and I'll keep pushing because I know you're usually a talker about it. And, you know, sometimes it'll get to the point where it's like, I don't want to talk about it right now. I just need some time.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, now I know this is one of the very few times that you don't want to talk about it. You need to process it, deal with it. You just need some time. And it's like, okay, I'll let you be. Please tell me when you want to talk about it.
So what can somebody do if they're struggling with that? With their partner, coworker, maybe it's a boss with employees. They're getting stressed out about their employees or vice versa. What can they do?
Well, they can get a really amazing coach that they can talk to that has techniques that can help them work through those things. You know, depending on what all those stressors are, they might need to get away and find a retreat center to be able to fully immerse themselves and deal with those issues. And get the help that they need.
Yeah. If you are struggling with stress in your relationship with your partner, even if it's just for you or business, we do offer coaching. And if that's something you're interested in or would like more information on, email us at info@passionlifementors.com or gmail.com, and we will get a hold of you.
And we also have our Honeymoon Mindset Facebook page. So please check us out. Leave us a note. Let us know if you have any questions or if there's anything we can help you with.
Yep. So, all right. Thank you for being here with us today on Honeymoon Mindset Show. We appreciate it much.
And here's to a stress-free week.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us this week on Honeymoon Mindset. Make sure to check us out at our website, www.honeymoonmindset.com. If you found value in our show, please check us out on our Facebook group, Honeymoon Mindset, and share with a friend. If you and your partner want to experience more passion in your relationship, please send us an email at passionatelifementors@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central. Thank you. This is Beth.
And James.
Live like us in paradise with a honeymoon mindset.